is a Virgin Radio Dubai podcast. You wanna know. Maz Hakim.
Maz.
Spilling the tea. As long as I'm with you,
it's where I belong. Be kind to yourself, be kind to the people around you.
Look after each other.
Hey, I'm Maz.
Look after yourself special series.
Let's go!
So on this week's episode of Spill the Tea with Maz, I am speaking to one of the most inspirational people, actually, I have ever met. I went to one of his programs called Nafas Journeys. It was an incredible workshop, and I highly recommend everyone to go to it. Please welcome Waleed. Welcome, Waleed.
Thank you, Maz. Thank you very much.
Or should I say namaste?
Namaste. Here in Bali.
So you were originally living in Dubai and now you live in Bali. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey? Because I find it very, very inspirational.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm really honored and grateful. And a little bit about me. My name is Waleed Abulnega, and I was born in Washington, D.C., moved back to my family's home country in Egypt at 10, and at 20 moved back, and ever since I've been traveling the world, led me to Saudi and Dubai. And after 15 years living in Dubai and setting up and launching several different companies, my family and I moved to Bali a year ago. It was a wonderful three-year battle about when do we move, we want to move, and the tendency was to be around nature, to be around a beautiful, conscious community, and to share this wonderful work that we provide through Nafas Journeys. It's been a great ride. I mean, being from the corporate world and running and a lot of stress, I personally and firsthand felt all what it's about when you just grow and, you know, new deadlines and client demands and so on and so forth. And more than anything else, it's cash flow. I kind of felt all that stress and it built up and it resulted in a serious problem where I woke up and found myself with the top neurosurgeon in the American hospital in Dubai. And he told me I had something called trigeminal neuralgia. It's a chronic pain disease affecting the trigeminal nerve. Long story short, basically he told me you need to open up your brain and freeze your nerve. And this was the beginning of my journey. I refused surgery and I looked into different modalities of healing, alternative medicine, pranic healers, crystal healers. I looked into meditation and then I found myself diving deep into breath work. And through the breath work, I opened up a door that I could not believe was inside of me. And that led to Nafas Journeys. And nafas in Arabic means breath, which is derived from nafs, which is spirit. Spirit and breath are the same word in many different languages. And today I facilitate shamanic breath work. I introduce to the corporate workshops and in the corporate world different techniques of breathing to heal, to calm, and to reduce stress. And this is where I am today. I'm very fortunate, blessed. My family is together with me in the magical island of Bali and the wonderful jungle. And here we are sharing with the world breathwork.
Life goals, honestly. It is everybody's, goal or dream eventually to move to somewhere so bliss and zen like Bali. So it's definitely life goals. I went to one of your workshops and I've done some breath work before, but this was so special and I found myself crying and sobbing. Why was that? Why do people get so emotional with doing breath work?
Well, the shamanic breath work that you experienced is a very powerful healing process. It allows you to awaken, to open up, to release suppressed memories, to bring up emotions to the surface, and it comes up to heal. Whether they're tears of joy, sadness, or anything, they're healing taking place. Sometimes there are tears, sometimes laughter or screams. Whatever comes up to be released, to be healed, to allow the light in. So your experience was a very emotional one, very powerful one, and these are gifts that we are given, whether we see visions, whether we encounter different spirit animals or spirit guides, we get, like I always mention, exactly what we need. So I'm glad you had a wonderful experience and thank you. And today we take it to the next level and we've been facilitating the shamanic breathwork online. You know, just this powerful, we're in a beautiful energetic net, this web that connects us all, like you and I right now, connected. We're missing, unfortunately, the contact. But in these times, we have to diverse, transform. And today, with the online work, it's been proven, not by only myself, but by a lot of those who experience, to be just as effective.
What does that involve? Because apparently we only use a certain amount of our lungs, right? These breaths that we take now is only a certain portion. So what is breath work for someone who doesn't really understand what that means?
So in summary, breath work is breath awareness and conscious breathing. And they're used for you to be aware of the breath and to be conscious of every inhale and every exhale. Mm-hmm. Just like blinking or the heart beating or your functions of the liver or pancreas, it's done by the subconscious mind. You're unaware of it. And when you're sleeping, even more so, the subconscious takes over, you're on autopilot, and breathing just happens. So the breath breathes you. But through our workshops, we breathe the breath, the power, intensity, and speed we provide it. And by doing so, we're able to breathe and to let go of the mind, to let go of the chatter, the ego, and we go dive deep inside into our core inner self, our soul, and connect with our own spirit. And that's the beauty of the breathwork. You know, people meditate for years to go where we go through in the breathwork session. And that's just a beautiful, beautiful process, a wonderful experience to be shared by those who really want to do the inner work on themselves.
Do you find now, I guess, the stage that we're in, especially with COVID and, you know, everyone being so conscious of their lungs and with breathing, do you think this is some sort of metaphor or some sort of awakening that we need to be mindful of our breath more?
You know, for thousands of years, shamans have used the breath and yogis have used breath, different techniques, holotropic and Wim Hof today and, you know, pranayama and so on and so forth. It is essential for life. We breathe in the sacred essence of life, this prana, chi, nafas. And when we breathe it in, we have to understand this is the life force that provides us. Unfortunately, a lot of us with stress, with unhealthy eating habits, with so many things from distraction of social media, the noise outside and all that's going on, our breathing we're unaware of, number one. But number two, also, there's shallow breathing taking place. Going back to what you mentioned, a lot of people are breathing in through the chest, shallow breathing. We take in deep, expansive breaths and we breathe into the belly. Yes, we breathe into the chest and our hearts, but to provide yourself with that nourishing, beautiful essence of life is what's crucial. And today, it is more important than ever to understand breathing is crucial. Breathing and understanding, yes, let's breathe. You know, with whatever's happening today in the world and all the viruses and bacteria, come back to the breath. The breath is what regulates you, puts you in a calm state, diffuses any situation inside. You know, it is said that one deep conscious breath can put you in that meditative state just to calm you down. That's one. Then you do 3, 5 and take a breathing break, like they say, instead of a cigarette break, take a breathing break. That's where we're at.
So what kind of things can people do on a daily basis for themselves to be more conscious of their breathing? Because I have to say, I mean, during this quarantine period, I was having moments of shortness of breath, trying to constantly catch my breath, you know, and I don't know if that was a sense of anxiousness or just paranoia because of COVID. What can people do on a daily basis to calm that down? I mean, I've heard of the 4-7-8 method, I think it is. Is that something that you would recommend as well?
There are many different techniques out there. The 4-7-8 developed by Dr. Andrew Weil. You have so many other ones. You know, we teach children as young as 3 and 4 and 5-year-olds how to breathe. So when they're not in a stressful state, they can come back to the breath. Even for children, we tell them the 5 breaths. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. We calm them down. And when they're aware of it at a younger stage, as they grow older, with all the stress that's going on mentally or emotionally, you know, people come back from work, they bring that negative energy or whatever energy and bring it into their homes. Take a moment before you enter your house and just breathe. Slow the breath down, breathing in through the nose to regulate it and take a few breaths. But while you take it, you consciously be aware of the inhale. You focus inside with positive thoughts and you just calm yourself down. There are many techniques that you can do from 5 to 10 minutes. There are Wim Hof techniques, 30 breaths with a retention at the end. They're just simple techniques, the 4-7-8, 4-4-4. On our website, we have a blog section. In the blog section, we have 4 or 5 different techniques that you can use that provide, you know, a quick grasp of this energy. But then you can take it to the next level and do a proper workshop, a breath work. A lot of people have never breathed the way they do when they come to our workshops. This is an hour-long workshop. It differs from other techniques. Some techniques are fire breathing, some techniques are holotropic, 3 hour long. This is an hour long breath work, lying on your back, covering your eyes. And while you do it, you're going to breathe a physical, intense breathing exercise like you've never breathed before. And it's a wonderful way to connect inside. But it is just important to be aware of the breath throughout the day. Start noticing your breath when your heartbeat changes, when you're getting a little bit anxious. Mm-hmm. You know, I've trained with Wim Hof, and when we trained the Iceman who does ice baths, and I facilitate ice baths, if you enter the ice without breathing, the first thing you do is you just, and you're shivering. But if you breathe, if you control the mind and set the intention, you get in the ice calm and you remain calmly breathing, everything changes. You can regulate your body temperature. You can control yourself, send neurotransmitting signals to your body, heating it up. It's beautiful. And that's what the breath can do. Beautiful breaths.
Absolutely. I feel calmer already. Can we do an example now of something that you would recommend that people can do at home? Just, 30 seconds, a minute, something that we can show as an example.
You know, this is what I do with my children. I have three daughters, and throughout this COVID and online schooling that we've been doing, every Friday I would join the online class for 5 minutes, and I would join them, you know, depending on the different ages, on introducing different breaths for children, the balloon breath, the bear breath, the rabbit breath, and so on. But one of the key ones, and I just say, this is not for children, this is for anybody, is five breaths. You know, people say there's the four, the five, the six, just take five breaths. A very simple technique. And every breath you inhale and you exhale, you take a longer and deeper breath until you calm your nervous system down, calm your inner self down. We can do it together right now, very simply. Just relax your shoulders, and you relax your eyes. Just relax every organ in your body and simply take a breath in and out. Now focus on your belly, filling in your belly with the next breath in and release. Open your mouth and exhale stress, tension. Breathe it in. And another one. And a final breath in and slow it down even further. I don't know about you, but this took less than half a second, half a minute, and it automatically calms you down. This is the power of the breath. You know, breathing in through the nose is a beautiful way to regulate the temperature, to take in this beautiful life force inside.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your workshops now. You're doing them online and you're also traveling different places. I mean, prior to COVID. Tell us a little bit about how people can get involved and what it entails.
So through Nefes Journeys, we provide soul ventures. We call them the Adventure for the Soul, where we bridge adventure and spirituality, a mix between meditation, energy work, breath work, sound healing, all with adventures of hiking and rafting together, where we allow people to disconnect to connect. These are our beautiful journeys that are week long and with customized journey 3 to 4 days. They're mostly held in Bali, and we have once a year trips to Peru and Costa Rica and Sri Lanka. So those are the journeys that we offer. And in addition to that, I facilitate the shamanic breathwork. I facilitate it here in Bali. I facilitate it in Dubai previously and every time I visit. But today, with the beautiful power of Zoom and the online power, we facilitate it on a weekly basis every Saturday, 9 p.m. GST, which is Dubai time. And people come from all over the world. We have over 20, 25 countries sometimes, from Ireland to LA to Iran, India, back to New York. It's a beautiful timing that people can come, connect together as a tribe. They get the introduction of the technique of how to breathe, its benefits, its possible side effects and everything. And then we go through a wonderful journey. Following the journey, just as powerful as the breathwork itself, is the process group, the integration, where we share, where we have these blind spots, where we integrate this incredible experience and make sense out of it. And I've been really blessed because I always knew the power of online work, but now, because we've been forced into it, I've felt it firsthand, and I've been validated from the testimonials, the feedback, and everyone's incredible experience. Well, almost everyone, you know, everybody is different with different journeys. So I hope to have you or anyone else listening on board sometime soon.
It was for me a really, really magical experience. I felt like my heart had just opened up after that. You know, it was really, I think, breathing so intently for an hour. You just don't do that on a daily basis, on a regular basis. You don't pay attention, like you said, you don't pay attention to your breath. You take it, I think sometimes we take it for granted, actually, you know?
Absolutely. You know, we breathe and it's nervous breath, shallow breath. So the first thing you do if you get that phone call and it has bad news or frightful news or anything is that you hold your breath or you breathe faster, depending on the situation. So what we tend to tell you to do is that your breath controls your state. Yeah. But it's a two-way street. Your state can control your breath. Mm-hmm. So at any moment, if you're in an argument, anxious or disturbed, remember to come back to the breath, breathe, regulate it, slow it down, and control the situation, control your state. This has a positive effect on you. Mm-hmm. And it's been beautiful for me in my journey, and I wanted to share this and this incredible experience like the one you had with everybody else, not only from the breath, but from the incredible adventures. There are so many beautiful things aside from the breath, you know. Yes, breathing is one modality, but then there's sound, there's energy, the yoga, meditation. You add them all in, and that's how you get to a beautiful, beautiful state.
So my parents are from Afghanistan. I mean, we're Afghan. What did your Egyptian parents say when you said, I'm moving to Bali to teach breathwork? Were they a bit like,
My father, God bless his soul, passed away 8 years ago, but my mother was saying, why are you doing this? Why are you going to the jungle? They were surrounded by a beautiful jungle and monkeys and snakes and bats and wonderful things. But it comes with this beautiful blessing of this island. Okay. And we did come here in search of nature, of connection.
Yes.
And it's been wonderful. And then over the last 6 years, training and facilitating and sharing the breath work, my mother, 4 months ago, before, you know, the lockdown in Egypt, I had her breathe for the first time, 73 years old. And I had her lie down, you know, putting the cards, providing sage, setting up the altar and the setting and breathing, experiencing the beautiful shamanic breathwork. Mm-hmm. And where she went and what she felt, she could not believe. And then she finally understood, now I know what you're talking
finally.
About. Finally. So, yeah, I was very grateful to share that experience with my mother.
Absolutely, I can imagine. Where can people follow Nafas? Where can they follow you? Where can they get in touch?
We have our Instagram page called Nafas Journeys, N-A-F-A-S Journeys, our Facebook Nafas Journeys, or our website, it's called nafas.life, the breath of life, nafas.life. And I'd be happy to hear from everyone. And hopefully when the world opens up a little bit more, anybody's welcome to come to Bali to join us on a beautiful adventure here. You were first to come.
I will take you up on that offer. I will absolutely take you up on the offer. Thank you so much again. I think you're honestly doing incredible things. This is what people need now, I think, more than ever. So you're definitely leading the way in that. So well done. You're doing amazing things.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you too. And let's share it with the world.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Waleed.
Appreciate it. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.